Welcome to the Scaling Smarter podcast, where we sit down with top business leaders and innovators to explore how they harness AI and automation to overcome challenges and grow their businesses. I'm your host, David Hirschfeld, founder and CEO of Techies Inc. and the creator of the Launch First Method. After exiting my own software company successfully, I started Techies over 18 years ago. I've since worked with over 90 SaaS founders, helping them turn their concepts into cash flow, so I know a thing or two about startups. Stick around to the end of the show in 15 or 20 minutes, and I'll reveal how you can become our next guest. So let's go. In this episode, Scaling Smarter welcomes Brett Swart to the program. Brett is an expert on how to recapture capital gains and use that for new investment so that you're not just paying out tons of taxes. And we're going to talk with Brett about how he's using AI and workflow automation to scale his business as well, and maybe give a few of you entrepreneurs who are looking to exit a way of recapturing that revenue as well. Welcome to the show, Brett.
David, I'm grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your journey to get to where you are now.
Yeah. So I started out, I think I called like semi-entrepreneur because I worked for a commercial real estate brokerage company where it was 100% commission, 100% sales, and no benefits, no salary, nothing. And this was in 2006 in Sacramento, California. So I helped people buy and sell multifamily properties. But I basically would serve a kind of, I call them mini real estate entrepreneurs. They own these portfolios of real estate properties that are basically going to become their businesses. And then they scale that by doing what's called 1031 exchanges and moving the properties up. And so I basically was a consultant that helped them buy and sell these investment real estate properties and run them really well. And so fast forward, I learned about some tax deferral strategies. And so we best positioned to serve the people, the person you once were, or the people you used to serve. But I found as I helped these entrepreneur real estate people build their businesses in real estate, their next problem was the capital gains tax. And so we expanded our services and really niched in on a deferral strategy to help them scale more and do it more efficiently. And so, yeah, that's all we do now. We build capital gains tax exit plans, and then we help real estate, mainly business people exit, defer tax, and then reinvest the funds to grow their next business venture or their passive real estate or passive income plan.
So tell me how you use, because you're in a growing business yourself, right? So how have you used AI and workflow automation to scale what you're doing?
Yeah, I think literally one small bite of the apple at a time. It's the first most obvious one I use is dictation. I think that's AI automation 1.0, where you're just speaking into a ChatGPT or a Gemini, and you're just saying, hey, here's what I want you to do quickly and efficiently, so I don't have to type manually. So it's one input, one output. And so that is probably the, and also what's beautiful about that, David, is in between meetings, it's five, six, seven, eight meetings a day, and they're back to back. I can quickly 2 and 3 minutes just basically download all of the notes in my brain into chat, as an example, to draft an email or for notes for follow-up for the conversation. And I just speak to chat and just say, hey, help me do this, draft this email, take down these notes. And it quickly, efficiently kind of brain dumps all of that in there. And boom, I can move on to my next meeting. And then it's pre-drafted for me to send in an hour. So I think that's the first way I've really used it, is to accelerate communication on the follow-up, because our conversations can go for an hour. And if I can quickly summarize that and get that email out, that helps me to take the part of my brain that doesn't have to think about it later.
Yeah. What are the challenges that you've run into implementing that? And that was your 1.0 version. So what about 1.1 and 1.2?
Yeah. And the next part of the version is using AI through bots, right? And so within ChatGPT in particular, we're creating individual bots for individual tasks that are repeatable, that we can train the bot to do that one task. And we can put some general information into there. And an example might be write a newsletter to our avatar, to our current avatar, and make a call to action and weave in our service that we're using, but take this information or take this transcript or take this video interview that I just did and listen to read that and then create this thing. So email sequencing, a newsletter, a blog post, We've recently built one, I think, with Gumloop, where you drop the YouTube link into the loop that it's my team created. And then all you do that, and then it'll automatically create a Google blog post draft for you to review. Mm-hmm. So one, it goes through the entire process, boom, it has the SEO. So obviously the case, a little image, creates a little image. And so that is our 2.0 version bot slash now moving into more of an agent. Still takes mm-hmm. still takes some manual stuff and some review, but we're trying to continue on in that process.
And that's called Gumloop. That's not a program I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I think it's Gumloop. Yeah, so Lindy.ai, Gumloop are the two that Gemini are. WeChat has been our main one for 80 to 90%.
Yeah.
We're branching out into some of these other ones that seem that are a little more, I feel like a little more friendly. I will also mention in chat, it's been very helpful to do the custom instructions for individual projects and also custom instructions for the whole. So really making sure that you're set up properly. But then the projects have been very helpful. So each of my team members have their own name for their projects that helps to organize the flow there. And then the custom projects, you can give custom instructions. And I think the answer to your question is we're trying to every single day flex the muscle of AI. And we feel that if we don't, we're going to be left behind. We don't want to be left behind. And we want to be more efficient, make a bigger impact, grow our business. And AI is really our big next tool and strategy to master.
Yeah, I try to tell everybody that if you're not adopting AI, then you are already behind, because AI changes the game in so many ways. And if you're not changing your game, other people are changing their game and making you obsolete. And there's a lot of companies, especially medium-sized companies, that are solidly in their channel that just are not doing this. And the risk that they are facing and the speed at which that risk will, with those chickens will come to roost, is impossible to overstate.
Could agree more.
Yeah. So what are some of the big challenges that you've had trying to adopt AI?
Yeah, I think really setting aside the time, I think Dan Martell says, buy back your time, like really time blocking. In fact, this week, it's funny we're having this conversation because typically I'm doing podcasts on more just the real estate and the exiting and the tax stuff. I love that we're having this conversation, but I set a whole hour with three of my team members and said, all we're going to do all we're going to do is focus on training and talking and masterminding on AI every Wednesday at this time. Right. And then the challenge before was really just not taking the time to focus on it. And so it would be sporadic, like watching a YouTube video or a short or something online and like getting excited about it. But then you're like, oh man, then the next thing's coming out and you're just getting hit by these waves and it's whoa. I've got to get really intentional about it. So I actually think it's difficult in the idea, but you've got to plan it. You got to put it on the calendar. And so I would just say the fact that it just takes me this long to put it on the calendar. Now I've told my team, like, hey team, I want you guys to all adopt AI. But what I found as an entrepreneur is like, if you don't go first, you get a little push in the beginning when you tell them to do something. But if you're not an entrepreneur in the front, pulling the rope, like pulling the whole team to the adoption of the culture, then you're going to get short-term compliance versus long-term adoption. And so now what I'm doing, I would say, is I'm getting out of my own way. I've hired a couple more team members to take some stuff off my plate. And now what I'm doing is I'm putting on the yoke, if you will, of AI, and I'm starting to charge forward, and I'm telling my team members to come with me on this journey. And we're going to be moving from an hour a week to a full day, an entire day of all we're going to do is say, what are the repeated tasks? Okay. What are the things that we can do with AI and take a bite out of the apple? Okay. Today we're going to tackle this one for blogs, or this one for YouTube scripts, or this one for invoicing, and this one tool, this one agent. And so I would say get out of my own way is the answer to the question.
Yeah. So how about using AI to create reoccurring revenue or automated tools that help you deliver, like a chatbot that's an expert on capital gain strategies or things like that?
It's a great question. So we haven't got to that level yet, per se. We have some bots that we've created, and we're exploring the idea of taking all of my thought leadership. I wrote a best-selling book called Building a Capital Gains Tax Exit Plan, and basically feeding the bot like all of it, boom, and saying basically in Brett's voice, how would you answer this question and have our team do that. So we know of the idea. We haven't quite, we've done some low level of that, but I love the idea. We want to move towards that. The agents, the bots, the expert part of it. That is definitely the next step for sure.
Yeah. And then maybe even monetizing that.
Yeah, monetize. That's a great question on the thing. So our model is one of someone exits a $10 million business, has $3 million of tax. We defer all of it, and then we help them manage the capital and then move. And that's how we get paid on a recurring model. So that would be interesting to see what that looks like, and always open to ideas for that.
Huh, that's interesting. So I always ask everybody this question. If you didn't have any technical limitations and there was no budget restriction, what problem would you solve?
So besides the one I'm already solving now, which is the $100 trillion transfer in the next 5 to 15 years, which is known as the largest wealth transfer in the history of the planet, and 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every single day in the U.S. alone, there's about 80 million in the U.S. alone. And this tsunami of wealth is either going to get taxed, David, or it's going to be deferred or tax efficient. And we believe that this will be one of the biggest impacts that the world has ever seen, or the biggest loss or the biggest gain for humanity because of the sheer size of the wealth that's transferring. And we call this the stewardship and the reverse tea party of American capital, and really mostly the world's capital, because America is probably the richest in the world. And so this is what we're fighting. And so if I had a magic wand or a magic AI, we would be able to go and we would be able to educate the top business advisors, CPAs, financial advisors on not only the urgency of this, but also on the skills and strategies to help their clients exit. And we'd be a big part of that. So maybe that's the answer to the AI bot, right? Or it serves that business community in a real tangible way.
Interesting. I was even thinking that it could identify people that are about to make that transfer and short circuit them from paying those taxes.
Yeah, that's a great point too. To like target or figure out a way to be in front of those people that are founders or Bitcoin billionaires or millionaires or crypto folks. Yeah, we've done it with Bitcoin, done with crypto, done with business exits, real estate. So I think that's a good point. Yeah. Have it just go and search for and find and put stuff in front of them. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. And then do you have a book recommendation, a book that you really love?
So Bible always. So if you haven't read the Bible yet, read the Bible. It's actually the most sold book in the history of the world. And it's number one bestseller every single year in the world. So the Bible, outside of the Bible, I would say Never Split the Difference is really good, David. It's a book about communication, negotiation, and really human relationships. A gentleman named Chris Voss. And what I love about it, more than just the book, actually, it's the masterclass that he gives. It's an app you can download, and it's called The Art of Negotiation. And it breaks down the ways that you and I can communicate with our family, business partners, negotiating. It's an amazing masterclass is what I would say. The book is good too, but I think for a lot of entrepreneurs, like really visual hands-on is really helpful.
Okay, great. Brett, I really appreciate you coming on to Scaling Smarter. And just as a reminder to my audience, anybody struggling with software automation issues, an existing team, or just looking to accelerate and figure out how to adopt AI and workflow automation in your business, which can give you 10x gains and growth, reach out to me, David Hirschfeld, and at techies, TEKYZ.com. And Brett, thank you for coming on to Scaling Smarter.
Thanks, David.
Thank you for listening to the Scaling Smarter podcast. If you're a business leader who's used AI or automation to launch or grow your business, and you would like to be on this program and you have a story to tell, please visit scalingsmarter.net and apply. I learn a great deal from my guests, and so do my listeners. Your story may guide someone to achieve success where they may otherwise have not. As I mentioned at the beginning of this show, I've worked with a lot of startups. If you're looking for a different approach that reduces the need for outside investment and gets you generating revenue much faster, even before you start building your app, check out my website at launchfirst, spelled launch1st.com, and watch my video that explains how Launch First works. However, if you have an existing business, but you're overwhelmed and struggling to get your arms around what AI or automation can do for your business, please reach out to us at techies.com. That's T-E-K-Y-Z.com. It's truly amazing the gains that you can achieve, and in most cases, really easily, by automating workflows. Make sure to hit subscribe so that you don't miss our next episode. And thank you again for listening and being a part of the Scaling Smarter podcast.